Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big on everything for your outdoor projects at Menards. We have everything you need to take care of your lawn. Revolutionize your lawn care routine with Menards Premium 4-in-1 Lawn Fertilizer. This one-step solution prevents crabgrass and kills and prevents weeds while keeping your lawn green for up to 4 months. Save big money on Menards Premium Fertilizer. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
More less.
Come and get less with me. All the pints are bloody free. Have I told you I've got a high basic salary? Making money, now that's the key.
Well, hello, champions. It is it's Archie Curzon, aka the Chief Chat Officer, once again back on the RigBiz podcast. This is another Archie Curzon 1-to-1. No, this is what I do in the city. You're getting a real insight to what I do in my team. Every week I have a catch-up, call it a 1-to-1, and I'll just go through their work, I'll unpick it, and just give them a little G up. I mean, that is what I ultimately am now. I'm just a motivator. Obviously, they bring me in for the big deals, and I sort of go for the whales. But I've been there, and I've done it. So, yeah, welcome back to the 1-to-1. In the background, we're working on the RigBiz. We've got a few guests lined up, and I think what we're going to do is we're going to record them all and release them. I think that's the best way. Don't worry. There's going to be no more Harvey Armstrongs. I mean, lovely guy. Don't get me wrong. I like Harvey and I'm looking forward to playing rugby with him. But yeah, I think we're going to go for the big hitters. The guys in the rugby, in the cricket, musicians. You know, people have got a story to tell, not a tool. And they could be tool, but I'm hoping they will tell. But yeah, it's been a good week. I don't know who was watching the rugby on Friday night, but Bath versus Northampton was one hell of a game. Yes, please. I'm not afraid to say that I had a semi when I was watching it, which is a good sign. I got that at school when we sang a really good hymn, and I got that on Friday night when Bath were hosting Northampton. I thought just a spectacular example about how good rugby can be. I mean, that pass from McFarlane, I'm not joking. I do that week in, week out for Scrap and Falcons, but we don't have anyone filming it, so it's a shame. And it's not, look, granted, it's not a professional level, but it is semi-pro. So yeah, that was a real highlight of the week. Johnny Jono, I took swimming on Saturday. God, I don't know if there's any parents out there. That is horrific. She started swimming on Saturday morning, bright and early. I'm in a pool. It's extremely hot. Luckily, I wasn't hungover. But if I was, that would be my worst nightmare. Just like that, the hot. It's actually, I suppose, it's like a sauna. Maybe I'll just turn up next time in my budgie smugglers and just get a good sweat on. That's good. Freddie's not here. Normally, I'd get him to write that down. I'll just write that down as a note. She also had her jabs. It's been a big, big week in my household. So I took Johnny to the doctors to have her jabs, and she just took it like a champ. A lot of kids, you see, they cry. They try and wriggle. No. She just whacked out one shoulder and whacked out the other shoulder, took it. And I gave her some Biltong as a treat. So all in all, that was a successful trip. It was nice to spend some time with her. I was actually thinking today in the office that, you know, one thing my dad always says to me is, you know, money equals happiness. And I've been thinking a lot about that. But then, you know, the thing is, I'm probably not there yet. And that's the word, yet. I've got to keep on earning the cash, the coin, the money. And I've got to, you know, continue climbing the corporate ladder, which I will. You know, I'm there or thereabouts. And then hopefully you get to that happiness threshold And then that's, yeah, I can imagine. I imagine that's what my dad feels every day. I really just loves getting up and just thinks, yeah, completed life. But ideally, because Johnny Jono starts school in 18 months' time, hopefully Alistair, my dad, the big guy, I've got to get him on the pod. You guys would love him. Hopefully he'll pay for the school fees, because I know loads of people who get their parents to help with school fees. And that means you get loads of disposable income. And then it looks like you're absolutely killing it, going on like amazing holidays. Everyone's like, God, he must be killing it at work. Obviously, I wouldn't tell anyone. I mean, I'm telling you guys, but this is a sacred group. This is the core, you know, the core cousiners. That's what you're going to call you guys, core cousiners. You just turn up to the one-to-ones for some bloody good chat. And I wouldn't tell anyone, because the whole part of life is look good, play good. That's my mantra. That's what I tell the boys in the change room before we go and play rugby. And that is what I say to my team in my one-to-ones. I'll say, look good, play good. Unfortunately, there's Jeremy in my team who's got a chassis that looks like a bag of sick. And it's hard to tell him that. I'm like, I just tell him, like, try and suck it in, or like wear black. Like, generally, I say to him, look, if you don't want to wear a suit, don't worry, because like the shirts don't look good. I suggested he tries to wear what they wear in backstage in the West End, like just black jeans, black shoes, black jumper. Just look slimming. And I said, try and get a spray tan or something. Or just get out and get some vitamin D. I mean, he does well, but you would do well when you're single, you have a one bed in Balham, and there is no sign of a love life. Like, he has loads of disposable income. He just goes out on the lash, which, look, sounds great, but what's the point of going out if you can't snog? I wouldn't go out if I couldn't snog. That's my main aim when I go out. I go out and I try and snog. God, I don't know what I'd do if I had a horrible chassis. You know, I'd probably do. I'd be a goalkeeper in hockey, because that just then, you know, everything's covered up. You know, and you know, I'll just go out in my goalkeeping kit, and people would think, hey, he's quite a good bit of banter. Like, he's in fancy dress, but no, that's actually the size of me. But listen, thank God I'm in incredible nick, and I should say I'm absolutely smashing it for this Crunch Creator, which is on the 23rd of May. So not long yet. And I am so excited to show you guys what I can do. We've got our first training session coming up in a couple of weeks. And I am feeling loosey-goosey. I'm doing sprints. I'm running 10Ks in sub 30 minutes. My VO2 is 61. I'm not even joking. That is absolutely outrageous. So yeah, I'm feeling fresh. I'm actually feeling it like, considering I'm only 32, which is quite old, I'm feeling a little bit, you know, like I'm peaking, and it's probably the right time. 42,000 people in Bordeaux playing with benders. I mean, it doesn't get better than that. This is going to be a great Q2. What else? Oh, yeah. Well, obviously, the live show tickets are still available. That is now in 3 weeks' time. Looking forward to having the fridge with me. Oh, Jimbo. James Haskell, I'm going to really put it on him. And we do need to sell tickets, because I was saying it will take a lot of people to debag him. Like, I won't be able to do it myself. Although I'm in good shape, and I am in really good shape. I am no way strong enough to hold him down. Even though he's taken a bit of size off him, I think we'll need at least 50 people, and 50 ideally quite good rigs. I know Jeremy from my office is coming, but I told him, don't even bother. I said to him, sit at the back. Funny enough, I said to him, if you do come in all black, I could do with you backstage, and hopefully he can help out, because he's actually a bit of a tech whiz. Anyway, Jeremy's got a lot of airtime on this podcast. If you're listening, Jeremy, you're doing a great job, but I said to him, get a sweatsuit and go on the step machine. Just do that instead of going out. Because you sometimes go past the gym and you just see people in the window at like 10 o'clock at night working out, and you're like, right, you're either your marriage is on the fritz, or you know, you're on one. And Jeremy, if I walked past the Clapham and there was a gym window and Jeremy's in the stepper, I think I'd cry. I'd be an emotional thing. Jeremy, listen, get on that step machine. Actually, can we start a GoFundMe page on this podcast to try and get Jeremy, like, maybe we can raise money for Jeremy if he loses weight. We can donate it to not a charity, but maybe like a lunch at the Ned, and we all turn up. I don't know. So yeah, that's it. And then I was looking at the news before I came on here, because I was thinking what to talk. And obviously, like this Kanye West thing, that was big, wasn't it? Because he can't get into the UK, which everyone's like going on about. But I think it's quite good. It means like we're quite exclusive to the UK. We're like Soho House. I've tried to get membership at Soho House. loads of times where they say, like, I'm too corporate, which I take as a compliment, by the way. I love when people say, whoa, you're quite corporate. I'm like, yeah, I am. I do love running in my JP Morgan vest. What can I say? I enjoy just chatting to mates about the economy. Sue me. If that means I can't get in Soho House, I'll take it. But that's what the UK is like now. It's like Soho House. And like, it doesn't mean that Kanyeris won't be able to ever come in. Like, you hope he will, because they had a guy from Al-Qaeda. He came in and like, he was pretty bad at one point, but you know, he's repented his sins. So, and it's what Soho House has said to me. They said, like, look, you know, if the Instagram does take off and you go full-time influencer, which, you know, by all means it could happen. I mean, this chat is phenomenal. 9 minutes of just pure chat. Then, yeah, by all means, we'll consider it. But I was like, look, if you give me membership to Soho House, I'm not afraid to talk about the economy. I'll be going in there with, you know, business. I'll be having business meetings there and you won't be able to stop me. I'd love to know what they do in Soho House. I hear they've got some pretty good pre-workout. Anyway, this is another one-to-one. I'm enjoying these. I'm getting into it. I think this is better than last week. We're coming up to 10-minute mark. Pretty good chat. Pretty good chat. Good one-to-one ahead of the weekend. I'm out tomorrow night in Clapham Old Town doing the Triangle of Terror. You know, that's the Prince of Wales, the Sun and the Rose and Crown. Going to be taking them down. Then Saturday morning, got swimming with Johnny Jono. Then we got a Clapham Falcons game. We're playing in Tunbridge Wales. So I'm looking to have a little stretch out of that. I haven't played for a bit. Been nursing a little. Well, I mean, look, I've been doing a lot of training. My hammy's been tight and I don't want to have an injury ahead of Crunch Creator. So doing that, I'll probably have a few jars of the Rugby Boys on Saturday night. And I know those jars will turn into jugs, mate. That is what happens when you go out with the Rugby Boys. Pints turn into jugs. I've obviously said to Nanny, don't expect me coming back. I'll be out in my shirt and tie, chinos, classic. I'll be in Infernos. And people go like, aren't you a bit too old for Infernos? I was like, no, not at all, mate. No, I'm in my peak years. And I wouldn't be going out if I felt like I was too old. I'm still snogging. That's what I said at the beginning of the pod. That's what it's all about. I think Jeremy texted me about going out. Jeremy won't be coming with us Rugby Boys. We'd eat him alive. We'd given too much banter. Because I actually got warned in the office for giving Jeremy too much banter once. Because they're like, lay off him, because like, with all the jokes. Because you do have to be quite careful these days. Like, back in the day when my dad, Alistair, was in the office, he said the banter is brutal. And he was quite brutal to us as kids. Like, you know, he actually started the rat boy stuff ages before even like people started calling me on the internet. I did think, like, for one moment, it could be my dad, like, having an account and, like, calling me Rat Boy, because it is weird. Like, he was the one that came up with Rat Boy, and, like, that was his banter. But he taught us when we were younger that that's what you got to take. Like, you know, like, words are nothing. And I don't care about the Rat Boy stuff. Like I said last week, it's water off a duck's back. I don't even look like a rat. So it's just a silly comment to say. But, like, when I was younger, I actually, like, that was good for me. I really enjoyed it. It's like getting bullied at boarding school. I enjoyed that. That was character building. I hope my daughter, Johnny Jono, gets bullied. Be good for her. You know, other parents worry about that. I don't. Please. If you're a parent that happens, you know, to that your child goes to school with my daughter, feel free. I don't know what you bully about, because she doesn't look like a rat at all. So, and like, neither do I anyway. Like, whatever. I don't want to go into the rat boy thing. But anyway, yeah, Jeremy's not coming out because I got a warning. Like, I used to just call him like the dessert, because his body looked like a spilt pudding. And like, he was like, he then sort of said to me, like, privately, like, it really hurt his feelings. And actually, all the chat I'd given him was starting to make him feel like worthless. And that then led to him eating more. So now we've got to a point of relationship where he doesn't mind like me calling him his chassis like a bag of sick. Like he there's like a little tear in his eye, and I think that's a tear of happiness, because he's like, this is great. I'm getting real good banter from a legend. Anyway, that is it. That is it for the one-to-one. What one-to-one? I'll be back next week. Oh, I should quickly just say I have got a sponsor this week, which I'm really proud to say. Let me just find some music. Let's try this. This podcast is brought to you. A bit too loud. This podcast is brought to you by Tampax Compact. It's 2-in-1 leak protection and comfort. Simply pull and push. And all you have to do is pull it, insert up to the grip and push. And this is comfortable and clean. And it means that there's no leakage. And this, they do different. They do light, very light to light flow, light to medium, medium to heavy. And if you're super heavy, they got super plus. So that's for good, like 12 to 15 grams of blood. Okay, nice. Well, there you go. Tampax have got you covered. So this podcast is sponsored by Tampax. And actually, for the guys out there, I'd highly recommend it. They sent me a pack and I've been putting them in Coke bottles. And it's quite good banter. Anyway, that's my advert. And that is the pod. Chassis and chassiettes, I'll see you next week. Love and champagne.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.